You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is known for its drinking culture. We're the only state in the nation where a first drunk driving arrest is a civil matter, not a criminal one. In the short term, alcohol deaths are dropping here, but they're still much higher than they were decades ago. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum looked at deaths strictly caused by alcohol, like alcohol poisoning and certain liver, neurological, and digestive diseases. There were more than 1,000 alcohol-induced deaths in Wisconsin last year. That's less than there was during the pandemic, but still much higher than 25 years ago. The data shows Black Wisconsinites are particularly vulnerable. The rate of alcohol-induced deaths for Black people here is higher than the national average. Another trend in the data, alcohol-induced deaths are rising among women at faster rates than men. Now, keep in mind, these numbers are only representing deaths directly caused by alcohol. It does not include cases where alcohol was part of the equation, like car crashes, falls, cancers, suicide, or violence. And take notice when you open your next utility bill. This is the first month you will not be charged for sales tax. It's part of the budget agreement between Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers. Here's Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin households won't have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
It's a magical time of year, and if you're lucky, you'll get to see monarch butterflies. They're in the middle of their migration down south. They're on a 2.5-month journey to central Mexico for the winter. They usually fly during the day and roost at night. Those roosts can sometimes contain hundreds or thousands of butterflies. Karen Oberhauser is an entomology professor at UW-Madison. She says only super-generation monarchs migrate. Now get this, only 2 to 5% of eggs and caterpillars even make it to adulthood. So the ones heading south are special.
And then this final generation, this 2 to 5% has to migrate all the way to Mexico and come partway back. So it's really an incredible story of survival against incredible odds.
Anybody can help track the monarch's migration. It's all based on citizen sightings. And anybody with property can help them, too, by planting things like milkweed and nectar sources. Meanwhile, some of our most hated flying friends might love to bite you even more if you love a beer. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
As I'm sure you felt, the mosquitoes are also having a field day here in the Madison area this year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday. Up 1-0, down 1-0. So it, I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a two-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with some scattered showers from time to time. Highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers tonight, a cooler night with a low of 49. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 65.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.